former Socceroo Melbourne Victory great Archie Thompson. Archie, a very good morning to you.
Morning, guys.
What changed as you watched that game on Sunday night from the France to Tunisia performance and mindset and tactically? What did you see change and unfolding?
Well, look, I think they kind of just kept the same sort of mindset in let's start well, and they did that. I probably would say that Tunisia really underperformed in that one, because if you saw the match against Denmark, They were passing the ball with ease. They actually looked like Barcelona, to be honest, the way that they were playing. And then all of a sudden, they turn up against the Socceroos, and maybe they thought, okay, this is going to be a walkover, considering the first match that Socceroos played against France. And they were rudely awakened by a team that was disciplined, structured, and really started well, took their opportunity, and defended it incredible. Like Souttar, and my son's obviously on Instagram quite a bit, and aren't we all, to be honest? And Souttar makes this amazing tackle, and it's like one of these memes that keep popping up all the time. And that was it. The sort of that last gasp defending, or just disciplined, and it's hard to obviously come back from a big loss, low in confidence. But we don't see what happens, I guess, within the group, and what they talk about, what the belief is, and you know what, they'd probably draw off a lot of that energy which they would have seen in Fed Square. I don't know if it's in Sydney at all, but Fed Square, for whatever reason, here in Melbourne, whenever a Socceroo game is on and it's important, especially World Cup, they go absolutely off. And so, you know, you take those kind of that energy and then you lead it into the next game, because that's the important one against Denmark. It's how we turn up for that one.
Sorry, Arch. It's with the Socceroos, it always seems, mate, that when their backs are against the wall, that's where we give our best performance. And, you know, when Arnie's been criticised and, you know, people want him out and criticise his tactics, they always seem to rally for him and they rally together. Is that the way you see it as well?
Look... I will say, and I feel like I'm on repeat with this, is that we played the best football nation, one of the best football nations in the world. Like, it was really like, I might have said this before, stepping in the ring with Mike Tyson as an amateur boxer, and that's no disrespect to the Socceroos. That's just what the level is. They're incredible. It's a once-in-a-lifetime generation group of footballers, which were only going to get better because they won it with a young team in Russia. They're going to get better and more experience, and that's where they're at now, even missing four or five players. So I think we've got to take that into respect. And then also, too, it's like, yeah, it is that mentality. I know I've been around a lot of Socceroo teams. Whenever there has been some criticism or lack of confidence within the group or even with fans, not really expecting much from us. It's just something about that when you're in that tight-knit group in an environment where you're like, you just want to do well for yourself, for your teammates. And there would have been a lot of conversation, motivation, you know, those sort of team environments when you're leading into a big game. And if you underperform, you know, quickly to try to get rid of those negative thoughts and let's go and try and do something, which we already knew that was going to be the case. We knew that we weren't going to get a result. If we had got a good result against France, unbelievable. That would have been our World Cup, to be honest. And then, you know, we played Tunisia where we were a realistic chance to get a win, and we did. And now it's against a very good Danish team. Mm. So they've got nothing to lose. Their fate is in their hands, their own hands, which you want coming into your last game of the group stage. You don't want to be relying on anyone else. And they've put themselves in a really good position. And Graham Arnold's great. Like, you know, I've worked under him. I know what he's like in trying to keep a really calm group, still kind of instilling that confidence and belief. And he's been around that team environment long enough and worked with some of the best to get the best out of the players. So, I mean, the guy wouldn't be coaching Australia if he didn't have the CV or wasn't capable of it. So it's again, just keeping to what we know and keeping it balanced. I feel like sometimes too, we might drift into that negative part of the game where you just defend, but that's purely because the opposition's trying to get back into the game too. So there's so many different elements to it, but I'm so happy to see the boys do well. And, you know, and this just shows how fickle sport is. Like, there were so many people that were criticising, giving the state of football, which is, you know, surely it needs that too. But how quickly they could jump back on that bandwagon is so funny to watch, especially from the outside.
Arch, is it realistic that we can beat Denmark?
Well, we've got to have a bit of hope, right? I think last time I might have said I felt like I was giving a gospel sermon where it's like, we've got to have hope, we've got to have faith, which we need to. Like, it's whatever higher power, universe, whoever you believe in or pray to it, because we're going to need it. We're absolutely going to need it, because that Danish side are really, really good. They took it to the French team and you know, France scored a late goal. I mean, okay, they had enough chances to really seal that, but they're going to be great, and they know that they need to win that. So you've got two teams that kind of have to win, or at least, well, Australia could get a draw, but that they'd probably need a win. So it's going to be end-to-end. It's whoever really settles early into a game with all that pressure that's going to be on their shoulders. And I think that's what they need to do. And they've got the belief again and support with the Socceroos. And fans, Socceroo fans, and the Australian public. So it's going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to it.
We're speaking with Archie Thompson. And Archie, we debated for, 3 days what changes Graham Arnold would make. He only made one injury and force change heading into that match against Tunisia. What changes can you see him making for this match? Are there tired legs that maybe need to maybe go back to the bench and inject some fresher legs straight from the start? Or do you think he'll keep the faith?
Oh, well, I think keep the faith. It's like, why sort of fix something that isn't broken? And the only thing that really would be is that there may be a few niggling injuries or, you know, maybe fatigue. But I know we've all you've been in these positions where you find that bit of energy if you need it to, because it's like a World Cup and it's an opportunity to create a bit of history where we can go through and be the first Socceroo team to win 2 games in a World Cup. And, and you know, that would really equal that the efforts of that 2016, without a doubt, without a doubt. So I don't think there'll be too many changes. Like I said, if there's kind of niggles or maybe fatigue setting in, but you seem to lift. You find that energy. And the way sport is now, like the way they recover, how they get the best out of players to get that peak performance. I tell you what, I wish it was around when I was playing, but, you know, it's amazing what they can do, and it's a World Cup. You find that energy.
Yeah, and at a World Cup, opportunities present themselves. And you mentioned Harry Suter before, Arch. I mean, his performance in that second game was outstanding. There's now talk that, you know, he may get picked up by a Premier League side. If he has another big game, do you think he's headed for the Premier League?
Oh, well, look, there was talk about him early on, before the World Cup, about maybe moving to a possible Premier League team. And this is what the World Cup does. It opens the window for some of these players to step into the bigger leagues. I mean, like I said before, it's Timmy Cahill. So, like, that kind of really thrusted him into the Premier League. And that's what's going to happen with these guys if they, like, put another good performance on. And, you know, I think Craig Goodwin, for instance, been fantastic. Like, he just seems so composed out there on the big stage. And there's not too many times he gives the ball away. And his way to pass is, like, you know, if you're someone that really knows the game and watches these finer details, he's just crisp. I mean, he doesn't have electric speed like Mbappe or Dembele. Like, you know, he's to be honest, he's probably the Datsun version of a Mercedes in terms of the speed, but the quality is still there. So, look, I mean, he's in his 30s. There's a possibility for him to move. And who knows who gets that opportunity that comes on off the bench. I mean, you've got a Marco Tilio. Okay, he probably hasn't looked like getting a side on stepping onto that pitch, but there's a lot of players that can make that impact. Quall, I know, is at Newcastle, still a young boy that can make an impact. I don't know if he'll use a lot of those youngsters. Hopefully he does, because they just give a bit of energy and X factor. You might lean to more of the experienced players when it might need time, but this is a shop window. This is an opportunity to really take your career to another level and be part of football history here in Australia. Because, like I said, we haven't won two games, and we've only won three games in a World Cup. These are opportunities for these guys to win two and go progress. So already they're creating history.
All right, Archie. Before you go, a prediction: what will the score be? Australia v Denmark Thursday morning.
Oh, Denmark are going to smack them. I always say that. It's tasteless joke, but I will have to say the soccer is going to win this one. And I've said it before, I don't care how it happens, if it's an own goal or a tap-in or even if Matty Ryan scores, I don't care. If it's 1-0, it's 1-0 and I'm happy.
1-0 do us, that's for sure, mate. Really appreciate your time as always and enjoy what will be a great occasion Thursday morning.
Cheers, boys. Thank you. Enjoy it too.